Proclamation number 5054 of 31st of January, 1951. Night. Dusk, dawn. Daylight. He who does not know the night does not know how to appreciate the light either. To ascend from the depths to the light always first requires a walk through darkness and a perception of it as torment. The soul seeks to detach itself from that which causes it agony, especially when a ray of light has touched it and awakened a feeling of well-being in it which it would like to increase, and therefore eagerly pursues the radiation of light, thus slowly flees the darkness. This change from night to light can take little but also a great deal of time, yet it is always an act of free will. Thus it is left to the human being himself whether and when the soul allows this change to take place. For the human being is placed in the world with duties and tasks which his purpose of earthly life is to fulfill. Despite eager earthly activity, he can keep his soul in darkness, for what gives the soul light are spiritual, not worldly goods. Thus a person can be continuously active but still deny the soul the only thing it needs. The spiritual food which puts it into a state of light. Then it remains dark in it, then there is only the world for it as the human being sees it with his physical eyes. But if the human being is concerned about the well-being of his soul and provides for it according to its desire, if he thus gives spiritual food to the spiritual in him, then the soul will emerge from the state of darkness, the night will clear, a gentle twilight will give way to the dawn, and the sun of the spirit will then rise radiantly, illuminating everything and nourishing it with its vitality. Then it is risen from deepest darkness to the light of day, and light means bliss. Man is certainly stimulated by his soul, but he does not always comply with this stimulation. Then one says that his soul yields to what the body wants. As long as it is dark in it, the will can also be wrongly directed, because it lacks knowledge, the light, the knowledge of what is beneficial for the soul. Yet again and again it is influenced by the spirit within to follow the light after all, and then the human being need only provide the soul with the opportunity to receive rays of light. Through reading the spiritual conversations, which are always a gift of grace from above and can kindle a light in the soul which is of good will. Light alone is bliss, darkness is torment. And anyone who is still in torment is also still in darkness, and every illumination of the spirit eases the torment, for it signifies recognition of the truth, and truth makes free. Amen.